And good morning. In for Elizabeth Harrison, I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. We've got a power update for Rhode Island. National Grid has made progress this morning and now reports the number of customers without power is down to 2,100 in Rhode Island. 95% of those are in Washington County. On its website, National Grid reports it hopes to have power back on to all customers by at least noon today. On Smith Hill in Providence, four nominees for a new State Board of Education face a confirmation vote today by the full state Senate. They have already cleared a vote by the Senate Education Committee. That committee is slated to take up the remaining seven nominees tomorrow. The General Assembly voted last year to combine two separate state boards, overseeing K through 12 and higher education. Supporters say the merged education board will promote better coordination, while critics say the merger was rushed and poorly conceived. A controversial proposal to use binding arbitration to settle disputes over teachers' contracts is slated for a House Labor Committee hearing today. Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis has more on that.
Binding arbitration uses a third-party mediator to settle disagreements. Public sector unions support the use of binding arbitration as a way of resolving contract disputes. Critics charge the tactic favors labor and would result in higher expenses for cities and towns. The Labor Committee isn't expected to vote on the issue when it holds a hearing after the House session in Room 201 at the State House. Rhode Island Association of School Committees head Tim Duffy is among those calling for opponents of binding arbitration to attend the committee meeting. 2 years ago, a binding arbitration bill died in the House after being passed in the Senate. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Rhode Island's two congressmen are bringing Rhode Islanders touched by gun violence to the president's State of the Union address tonight. A man whose sister was killed 9 years ago during a Providence robbery will join Congressman Jim Langevin. Langevin says he gave his extra ticket for the address to Jim Tyrrell to personalize the impact of gun violence.
I want members of the House and Senate to know that these are real people whose lives have been shattered in some way, have been touched by gun violence in some way, and are asking this Congress to act on gun safety legislation to prevent these things from happening in the future.
Congressman David Cicilline is bringing Cleora Frances O'Connor. Her 17-year-old son was killed in a South Providence shooting in 1997. They're part of a group of more than 20 members of Congress giving a State of the Union address ticket to someone affected by gun violence. Meanwhile, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is bringing the head of the State Coastal Resources Management Council, Grover Fugate, to highlight the issues of oceans and climate change. And Senator Jack Reed is bringing Carolyn Rafalian, the creative director of Alex and Ani, to highlight jobs and manufacturing. In sports, the Celtics lost to the Bobcats in Charlotte last night, 94-91. Providence Bruins lost at home to Portland last night, 5-2. Providence will play in Manchester tonight. The Boston Bruins host the New York Rangers tonight.